Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homo Sapiens. How are we all? I'm good, thanks. I've just got to grasp the nettle, grasp the nettle, and say I'm thrilled the weather's taken a turn here in the UK, because I know we are an international podcast. It started to rain, and it's been absolutely sweltering, and it does no good for my climate change panics, but it also does no good for my sleep. I just don't feel like I've slept since it's been hot, because you have to sleep with the curtains open. Blah, blah, blah. How fascinating, Chris. Anyway, how are you all finding this new inclement weather? Wherever you are in the world, what's the weather like? I'm a Brit. I'll always want to know the answer. Oh, little reminder going off my phone. Do you know what the reminder said? Record podcast. Here we are, ahead of the curve. I'm recording the podcast as we speak. Now then, it's been another great week in queer news. Last Sunday, UK Black Pride returned to London and a record 25,000 people attended the celebrations at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in Stratford, near where my old house was. Now, we've done a brilliant first-person diary of UK Black Pride. We've teamed up with journalist and broadcaster Atamre Gwabadia. Atamre writes for Days, they write for The Guardian, Gay Times, Condé Nast, and they went down to UK Black Pride and reported throughout the day with us, chatted to all the movers and shakers, obviously, because Atamre is just a really talented, wonderful person. Love their stuff. So they've done an audio diary for us. Here is a small taste.
UK Black Pride!
The theme is power today, and I think people feel very powerful here, and that's something that we can all be really proud of.
T-shirt saying black joy is power, black health is power, and black love is power.
It's great to just represent, and it's great to be doing something like Black Pride. Like, it's nice to be able to do a pride that I actually believe in and I actually care for.
There's been a constant stream of people, and more of them are coming, and they're in every manner of costume and finery and flirtation, and everyone looks beautiful.
We're celebrating black power through love, joy, health, and well-being.
When I say black, you say pride. Black,
pride.
Black,
pride.
And I say black. You said pride,
blood.
Don't forget, we love hearing from you. So let us know what you think of the episode. Email is hello@homosapienspodcast.com or get in touch on Instagram @homosapiens. And some messages from you listeners. So we asked you, wonderful people, what your thoughts on the French government's decision to create an LGBTQ plus ambassador role was. And interesting division, actually, because well, I love asking you all, because I always think I feel like I think I know what people will say. And then you say something completely different. Chris said that they think it's an excellent idea. We need to do the same to start undoing the damage of colonialism. Foolish specialist said it's performative and we're not happy. And Sibal, who is French, by the way, more posturing than anything, but a strong signal that politicians are finally aware of the problem. I mean, interesting they say ambassador, LGBTQ plus ambassador, because does that mean they come to other places? Oh my God, would they have an ambassador's reception with Ferrero Rocher? Of course they would. What else would they have? All sorts of glam things. Well, listen, I feel underqualified here, but write in, tell me your thoughts. What do we think about that? Now, I think it's time to go and have a catch up with UK Black Pride. It's really cool. And this is a brilliant little documentary, a wonderful slice of what it was like to be there in case you weren't there. If you were there, I want to know. How was it for you? Tell us what you think. Hello@homosapienspodcast.com. And with no further ado, here is a lovely diary of by Atamre.
Hello, beautiful people. I am Atamre. But since we're friends, you can call me Tam. And I will be taking you through the beautiful wonderland that is UK Black Pride today. So strap in, hold on. We're going to meet some beautiful people, listen to some beautiful acts, and have a wonderful day.
UK Black Boy!
The theme is power today, and I think people feel very powerful here, and that's something that we can all be really proud of.
We're celebrating black power through love, joy, health and well-being.
Remember who the fuck we are. Remember our magic. Remember our spirituality. Remember our sexuality.
Kind of emotional because everyone's out here looking fabulous and free.
But I stay black. You stay pride. Black.
Pride.
Black.
Pride.
And believe me, this is not my first rodeo. I've been to UK Black Pride a number of times. And I love it every time. Though the last two times, I haven't, you know, been able to properly enjoy it because last time I had the hand flip, and the second time I was working. So today is the first time in years for everyone. I'm going to just get to explore the grounds and wander around. So I'm all nice and dressed in my cute little outfit. And I will be going to join the wonderful, wonderful Darkwa. So a bunch of people are getting ready at Darkwa's house. They're very kindly hosting us. I believe I'll be seeing beautiful Caramel and Matt Morgan and Zane and a bunch of other really beautiful people. I'm really excited to see today, so whoop!
Just relax.
A little relaxing
moment before. Yes, because sometimes you need to recollect your energy before you go out into the world, darling.
I'm honestly, like, so I've never been to Black Pride.
Really?
Yes, in the 7 years that I've been here, I've never been to Black Pride. And it's always just because I'm, like, either working the day before, and then the day after, or I'm like too tired, and also festivals sometimes give me anxiety. But like this year, I was like, I feel like there's a need.
You need to go.
I felt it. I was yearning.
I feel the bass.
We're approaching the park. What are you, mate? What are you feeling as we approach the park?
Oh, darling, I can't tell you. The reverberation in my loins is just... it's extravagant.
You're ridiculous.
But first, Black Pride. Like, I'm like, fucking excited. I've never been so excited for a Pride like this.
Darkwa, what are your first impressions?
Cute. I have to do a video. 2 seconds. Hey, everybody. Happy Pride. Oh, no, that's my nipple.
Hey, everybody.
Hey everybody, happy Pride. My name is Darkwa J. Darkwa and I will be taking over Attitude Magazine Stories and showing you everything that's going on at UK Black Pride 2022. Wow, so excited.
Are you ready? Guys, I want to hear it. Are you ready? Yes!
UK Black Pride!
Brown.
You say pride. Black.
Pride.
Black.
Pride.
My name is Lucian. I'm having an amazing time. Do you know what? Bodies everywhere. Black pride. Come on. You know what it's saying. Like, really. Do you know what? At this moment in my personal life, I'm figuring out how to get my family to really understand that the parts of me that honour our ancestors is the parts of me that are queer, that challenge them specifically, and like that it's not a problem for me to be living in my truth. I think honestly, after these last few years and how the previous elders acted, I think it's for us to break those ties, to break those bonds, and to pass a message to our next one that it's cool to be who you are, whether that be queer or not, whether that be black or down the scale of all kinds of brownness. Remember who the fuck we are. Remember our magic. Remember our spirituality. Remember our sexuality. And there ain't nothing wrong. Your soul is good. Your soul is pure. Amen. Ashe, ashe. I'm going to just now take somewhere. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but happy Black Pride, man.
I'm here with Tag Warner, CEO of Gay Times.
I think my favourite thing about today is seeing, like, the community groups. It's really nice to see them in person. I feel like, actually, when we think about prides, like, nowadays, I often feel like that accessibility to community groups is so limited. So to see them all have their own stalls and their own space to interact with the community is my favourite thing.
I mean, you've come to UK Black Pride and you've partnered with UK Black Pride over a number of years. How has the event changed over the last couple of years?
One of the things that's so clear is the size of it, and the scale obviously grows year on year on year. And I think I love seeing people understand that, like, UK Black Pride, obviously it's vitally important, it always was, but it's also a space where like people can kind of come to do a range of different things. So, for example, there is a space where we listen to people talk, whether that's through kind of formal activism speeches or kind of free speech and kind of going, you know, into different areas from a political perspective. Then you have the community groups. So there's spaces to celebrate and to party in. There's places to eat and drink in with your friends. And again, I feel like that for me is like one of the unique things about UK Black Pride is that there's lots of diversity in the space, as opposed to the whole thing that's being, say, for example, being centered on just going out and partying. So for me, that is like the thing that they've managed to keep as they've grown. But yeah, the size and the scale of it. I mean, we're literally recording this podcast watching a line of people coming in.
I know, like it's been endless, and it's just getting busier and busier and busier.
Yeah, it's mad.
We are bringing you Queer Brown Excellence today.
So people are arriving here in their droves. There's families, there's kids. It looks absolutely incredible. And there's also there's I'm slightly away from the main stage now, but there's banks and banks of white tents, and they house all of these amazing community organizations. And so I'm going to go ask to speak to some of them because they do amazing work, and I'd love to hear more about it.
The Love Tank and Prep Store have been here since 9:30 setting up. We've had about 20 black queer men go out across the park and giving out 5,000 condom packs. We're celebrating black power through love, joy, health and well-being.
Today has been brilliant. We actually had the monkeypox vaccine here earlier today.
Oh, amazing.
We were supposed to have 500, but we could only get access to 260.
And they all gone?
All of them are gone.
Amazing.
And also we have a stall over here on our right, and I know this is an audio recording, but like, Tam can see what I'm saying.
Tell us more about your stall.
And at our stall, we have, it's this one here with the flag. And we're selling t-shirts with the theme of UK Black Pride. T-shirts saying black joy is power, black health is power, and black love is power.
Oh, that's
also
amazing.
Giving out information around PrEP, monkeypox, and STI testing.
For those of you without context, Phil is talking about PrEPster. Oh.
Yes, sorry. I work at the Love Tank, and we're most known for PrEPster. And PrEP is the drug that you take before and after sex that stops you from getting HIV.
What are you going to take away from today?
Like, it's the energy. You know, like, I mean, it's been 3 years since I felt this. There's something about being at UK Black Pride and the energy that you feel in this place. Like, it's unlike anything you feel anywhere in the world.
Celebrate yourselves for being a part of it, whether you are here in the park right now or whether you are someone watching from this live stream of the main stage.
My name is Estelle, and I'm from Forum Network. And Forum Network is a network of mothers who support other mothers living with HIV to make informed choice about having children. Most women, when they are diagnosed HIV positive, they are devastated. They think it's the end of the world. But what Forum does is tell them, like, listen, it's not the end of the world. There is a life. As long as you're taking effective treatment, you can have babies. You can have vaginal delivery. And you can breastfeed. So all those messaging, tell them, like, it's not the end of the world. Having HIV, being HIV diagnosed positive, is not the end of the world. As long as you're taking your treatment, you know what? People are living up to 70, 80. Something else will take you, not HIV.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Music, give it up!
LGBT switchboard. So we're basically a listening service, kind of like the Samaritans, but for LGBT people and issues as well. So all of our volunteers identify as LGBT. And yeah, we've just basically been here, like, spreading the good word and making sure people know that they can call us whenever they'd like and talk about whatever they want. I think sometimes, like, even when you don't have something very specific that you're holding within yourself and you don't have a question, sometimes it's just good to, like, have the ear of another human being. Absolutely. And that's basically what we're here
for. Everybody!
It's been really great, really, like, lovely. I mean, the weather has been incredibly intense. It's been a little hot, but we found a tree, and it's nice, and there's so many people.
It's a loving vibe.
Yeah, it's a really lovely vibe.
I'm Vanessa and I'm currently eating a Brazil nut for no good reason, but it's my first Pride and I'm 35 years old. I've never been to this, so I'm really excited. It's kind of emotional because everyone's out here looking fabulous and free, and especially growing up in London in the Nigerian Jamaican culture where a lot of the people I'm seeing right now got bullied on a school bus. I feel really happy and feel very blessed today, and this is just an amazing vibe. I do think, however, it is disgusting to see a lack of big performers who claim that they support the Rainbow Collective not being here. I don't care if it's not paying money. If you support something, you should be here and you should be on the stage. So I find it disappointing. That's my only thoughts. But other than that, it is fabulous.
The vibes are immaculate. Feel very normal, which is not a feeling you get all the time. You feel very, like, amongst your people.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. You feel very centered along, like, yeah, like you belong, which is something you don't always get.
So it's about 5:30 p.m. and this event is showing absolutely no signs of winding down. If anything, there's been a constant stream of people, and more of them are coming, and they're in every manner of costume and finery and flirtation, and everyone looks beautiful and they're having a wonderful time, and someone next to me is about to fly a kite. We're about to attempt to fly a kite anyway. And there'll be speeches at 8 p.m, which I'm looking forward to on the main stage. It's been a wonderful day. We did have to hide in the shade of an ice cream truck for a moment, but oh, the kite's flying.
And if you like what you hear, make sure you shake that booty.
It has come to a really sacred time of UK Black Pride. I would love if you would help me in honouring all the people that are a part of our community, but are no longer with us.
I lost my lover to suicide 7 years ago this year, but you know what? I know he is watching, and I know he is smiling, and I know he wants you to be dancing, and I know he wants you to be living, and I know he wants you to be loving. I'll tell you what, who has brought someone with them who is very sexy, masculine, hunky? I don't care what they were assigned at birth. I don't care. Are you loving up your boy right now? Treasure them. Defend them. Support them. Who has brought somebody beautiful and feminine with them today? I don't care what they were assigned at birth. I want you to celebrate their femininity, their beauty, their strength, their tenderness, their intelligence, their sexiness. We need an anthem. We need an anthem for all the women here. Wait, let's give us a big woman anthem. What you got for me, DJ?
Hello, I'm Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
And I am here representing Rainbow Mind and Mind in the City, Hackney and Waltham Forest.
How have you found speaking with people today?
So the guy I was just hugging there was a guy from Nairobi who experienced conversion therapy 20 years ago. We are campaigning for banning conversion therapy. Mind has campaigned for many, many years against abuses of power around mental health services and the way that mental health services can continue to perpetuate power in structures and unfairness and discrimination. So we are continuing to do so, both in the way that we support people, but also in the campaigning voice that we give to national government. And so the conversations that we've been having here with people, you know, people have been curious about their own mental health, they've been curious about the mental health of loved ones, or just coming to us and saying, you know, our mental health matters. So we're here for everyone.
Thank you for being here, Otamare. I think the beautiful thing about UK Black Pride is that every aspect of the event is for us and by us and curated for our communities. So it is supposed to be a showcase of our intellect, our joy, our thinking, our performance, our creativity, our cultural contributions. And I think we do that really well at UK Black Pride. We've got mental health workshops and going on at the same time as we have a new DJ tent and a quiet area for children and families. We managed to do it all, and I think we're quite proud of that.
I love it. It's a really wonderful vibe. If people take away one thing from today, what do you want that to be?
A reminder that our communities are beautiful, necessary, loved, and that we'll continue to do this work to make this space available to them.
Are you ready for our next entertainer?
What's your name?
Tony. I'm volunteering as a photographer for the day. I just love Black Pride. This is the second time I've documented spontaneously, and something about the combination of sunshine, ethno-fabulousness, and a sense of security really, really brings out the best kind of energy for a day party.
Come on! It's a party!
So it is just after six. Luckily, the heat has, like, gone down an astonishing amount. Which will, like, I think sustain people into, like, the evening hours. A lot of the stores have started to, like, wind down, as I guess some of the more community service-based aspects, and a lot of the information stores and charity stores are starting to wind down, and people are either going to, you know, go see the show and join the party or head home. So, yeah, but we have several more hours to go. There's plenty more fun to be had. I'm looking forward to it tremendously. Hello, Revelers.
I love them, the best time ever. I love it. The music is too quiet, but apart from that, the music is great. There's been some gorgeous performances, and people are really good at dancing, I'm jealous.
Are you not a good dancer?
No, I think I am, but I'm not as good as, like, some people here, you know?
So you're not voguing down on stage? You're not duck-walking?
I'm trying. I'm putting in the effort, but whatever I'm doing it.
So, hello. You've just come off the stage, performing at UK Black Pride. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about how it was. How you're feeling now?
Hello, my name is Paul Bollywood. I feel great. It was great performing for a POC audience, being a South Asian drag king where there's only, like, honestly, there's like two South Asian drag kings and myself included. Yeah, so it's great to just represent, and it's great to be doing something like Black Pride. Like, it's nice to be able to do a pride that I actually believe in and I actually care for.
Thank you. I love you, Paul Bollywood.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You all look a bit sad, and I feel a bit sad because we're closing down the wellbeing stage now. Every year, for the last 17 years, we have tried to put on an event that is safe, inclusive, and gives queer people of colour an opportunity to be centred so that they can protest and party. We have protested in our visibility, in our vulnerability, by sharing ourselves and our words. So give it up for everybody who has been brave enough to stand on this stage today.
My name is Char Bailey, I use she and her pronouns, and I'm Education Inclusion Officer at UK Black Pride, which means I have been part of managing and hosting the wellbeing stage this year. It was full all day. I think because we had a range of different types of acts, that really helped people stay engaged. And obviously we're talking about things where people get to be visible and vulnerable and stand in their power and collect their joy. So it's everything that UK Black Pride stands for.
Could you very briefly just tell me about how far, like, UK Black Pride has come, how far your experience has come, and how much you've seen it evolve over the last few years?
Yeah, when I first attended UK Black Pride, I was a little gaby, and I was intimidated by just seeing queer people of colour being their authentic selves. And I think, for me personally, I've grown in feeling like these are my people and feeling like this is my chosen family. But the event itself has just absolutely doubled, quadrupled in, and not just size, but in energy. I think there's a lot of, you know, the theme is power today, and I think people feel very powerful here, and that's something that we can all be really proud of.
So from me, it's a happy UK Black Pride. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm walking home. Black Pride over, smashed, finished, done.
Do you have a review, Jack?
It was hot.
It was hot. It was hot. Your review, Doctor?
It was blackcellent and sexy. Alice Mia said it first. Blackcellent is Alice Mia's.
Okay, okay. And on that note, good night.
Brilliant, obviously, because Atamre is just a really talented, wonderful person. Love their stuff. Thank you to Atamre. Also, a massive thank you to Steve Folland, our wonderful editor, who made this into such a special piece of audio. Now, stay tuned on Thursday, because I am going to be chatting next Thursday, that is next time. I'm going to be chatting to the queer pop icon, Rina Sawayama. I have loved Rina's music for so long, and it was really lovely to sit down and have a right old chat. So have a good old listen. Get in touch with us and tell you what you think of this we've done today, what you think of next week, everything. Hello at homosapienspodcast.com, at homosapiens on Instagram. Email your comments, agony uncles, and all of that kind of stuff to me as well. And the Homo Sapiens playlist is alive and kicking. I've seen lots of you subscribed. More of you must. It gets added to all the time. Every time I hear a banger, I dump it on there. Send me more of your things and we can add them. It's a beautiful crowdsourced big queer party playlist with some nice chilled moments as well. Tell me what you think.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fit the link, it's a Spotify thing, is in the episode description, listeners. So that's all. What a wonderful episode this was. What a lovely thing to hear and see you all. And we will be back next week with more wonderful things for your delectation. Ciao for now.
Powered by Spirit Studios.